And she says, "Don't worry, he doesn't have big hands."
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. The final episode of this year of 2023. We're finally wrapping it up. I hope everybody has a great New Year's. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And real quick, before we get into anything, if you have discovered us on YouTube, because we have recently uploaded all 100 plus episodes on there at once.
Thank you for listening and welcome to Inappropriate.
Welcome to the Inappropriate Podcast. I invite you to find us on Spotify or Apple or Google or Good Pods.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coming up the new year. Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, we talked about it the last episode. My plan is to this year is 2024 vasectomies.
That's awesome. I think when I scheduled my initial consultation, it was about 2 months out.
Yeah.
So it's not like you schedule like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Yeah, you know what I mean? So you have time. And then after that, they check your balls and then they schedule for the actual thing, which is be another a month or so out. So jump on that because there's plenty of time to bail.
Yeah.
Like if you get cold,
it's not a matter of cold feet. It's more a matter of just straight laziness on my part.
Yeah.
That's why it's a resolution. So you can quit it in 2 weeks.
It has been such a weight lifted off of my shoulders because my cousin Doug, and he occasionally listens.
I know where this is going.
He did not get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And it was always, he did the same thing you did and the same thing I did. I'm getting one.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, you never get one.
Yeah.
We were in Nashville and his wife, after we went out one night, she just started throwing up in the morning and we thought, too much to drink.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, she was knocked up with their unexpected third child.
9 months later.
9 months
another
later.
Another doggie.
And the fear, the absolute fear on Doug's face. I'm not even joking. Like, I saw myself in him. We have two kids.
Yeah.
And we wanted two kids and only two kids. When I saw his fear in his face, it hit me to my core. And I immediately went home when we got back from Nashville and scheduled my vasectomy.
Got scared straight.
I got scared spermless. I don't know.
Yeah.
It really was nothing.
Yeah. That's what I figure. So it's just a matter of just taking the steps to do it. So that's my plan this year. What about you?
I have, kind of the usual. I have been going to the gym 4 to 5 days a week. I've averaged in 2023, I averaged 4 days a week at the gym.
That's pretty
which
good.
Which is absolutely remarkable.
Yeah.
For me, because I've never done that. So I want to keep that going.
You were getting a pump in right before this.
Yes. I was getting all pumped up. I've started to see a couple more doctors. Speaking of doctors, I got my first... what do you call it? Your anal probe? I don't know what
prostate tip.
Yes, so
prostate exam.
And I didn't know that was coming. It was. I went in for my annual. Like so, 2 years ago, I started, or 1 year ago, I started. I was like, I'm getting older. I need a primary care.
Yeah.
This time it was my second checkup.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was just the same as the last one.
Yeah.
Where they take your, you know, just do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the blood work and whatever.
Yeah.
And the nurse comes in and is like, we got to do the prostate exam. I'm like, that, what? And she's like, you never had one before? I'm like, no, I haven't. And she says, don't worry, he doesn't have big hands. So this is my tip to everyone who is about ready to enter that atmosphere of doctor's appointments and getting older. And I even said to her, I'm like, the ring size of your doctor should be on his stat sheet.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I don't want some, you know, 6'5" guy with, you know, huge hands.
Yeah.
And I swear he used two fingers. I don't know if he did or not. I don't know what even was I expected.
How fast is it?
It was so fast, I thought I shit myself. Like, he was like
in and out.
So that was my thing. I'm like, how could he check for anything?
I know that's what.
Have
I was
you had gonna, one done?
No, I've never had one
like,
done.
I
so.
Don't know how he possibly could check for anything that fast. It. I saw him put on the rubber glove, and I'm like, he didn't even, he speaks English, but with an accent, so I don't always know 100% what he's saying.
James, bend over.
Yeah, it was just like, I guess he thought I knew, and he just puts on the fucking rubber glove, and then he, a packet of Vaseline. It was and who uses Vaseline? I feel better.
Use whatever he got free.
I'd feel better if he dumped some like anal ease on his fingers. But it was like Vaseline. I'm thinking like, who you? Anyway. And then he was like, bend over. And I'm like, okay, I bend over. And it was like, and before I was even like, it was done. And I'm like, and he's like, oh, you're good. I'm like, How do you know?
I always feel like they would have to, since I've never had one.
Spend some time up there.
Yeah, like, you know, you got to feel around and figure out what you're looking for.
I guess
they got to hate it just as much.
It's not his highlight of his day, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, another checkup.
It is a bit awkward, but it's just as awkward for him, maybe, as me. So I'm like, you know, whatever. But yeah, so that, and then also, I don't know if many of our listeners are aware that I've tried to dabble in acting.
I don't think we've really talked about
it. No, and I try to keep my work life, my podcast life, and then like my hobby life separate.
Yeah.
So I just never really talk about it, but I was able to get into like a horror indie film. So if you know me on, or if you follow me on Facebook or anything, then obviously you know, but otherwise you probably don't. So I was in an indie horror movie, and I thought, like, we had talked about a long time ago, maybe back when we were the Jim Joe Steve Show, about bucket lists.
Yeah.
And one, I kind of like haphazardly said, I want to have a line in a movie, which is kind of something that just kind of lingered around, never really done anything. And so I thought, well, fuck it, I'm not getting any younger, let me try it. So I'll get into it maybe in a future episode, but anyway, I got cast in a film and did that, had a lot of fun, and then thought, well, why stop here? Let me see what else. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was super challenging, and I learned a lot and met some people that I would have never otherwise ran into ever in my entire life.
Yeah.
You know, so the movie was called The Bunny Man, and the director Hasib will. I'm trying to get him on with two of the other co-stars. And if I can get him to come up, it'll be a fucking fun episode of us diving a deep dive into everything creative.
Yes, there's so much stuff I want to ask about that movie.
But anyway, so I want to kind of continue that. I just got cast into another short film, and then I got cast into a third, well, actually it would be my fifth short film, and I play a cop.
Oh.
And what our audience doesn't know is I got cast. It's a local, just a local short film. We'll probably enter like the film festival circuit.
Yeah.
And there was two cops. It's a short. I mean, it's probably like a 15 minute film. And there was two cops. And I asked the director. I'm like, hey, I got a podcast co-star. I have this podcast. Me and my buddy have been doing this podcast for a while. I think that we would be great if we could pair up as the cop number one and cop number two.
Yep.
And he said, what's the podcast? And I sent him the link, and he watched a couple of our clips on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So he saw how we interact. And he's like, okay, great. Send us self-tape.
Yeah.
And if anybody doesn't know what a self-tape is, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's basically you set up your video camera, you get in front of it, and you read the lines that they send you. The lines are called sides. They send you sides, which is a part of the script that has your character's lines, and then you act them out in some sort of fashion. They just want to see how you...
Your interpretation of the character.
Yeah,
and
how your body language is, and it's, if they can envision you in that character. So you and I, last week, we set up the camera. And
it was a lot harder than you think, because Jim and I staring at each other. Normally, we're just trying to make each other laugh, and we were trying to be serious.
This is a serious role where him and I both play cops.
Yes. The first seconds we're recording it, and we're trying to be serious, and I'm like, I'm trying to be just get... I was trying to like take it seriously as much as I could, because it is awkward. But and then... you looked over and started laughing, and then I was just,
we just lost this, it. Like, we're not going to be able to do this.
I know.
But we got four takes. We got it done.
Yeah, it was only a couple lines. So expect that to win an Oscar for best short live action short film.
So that will be my New Year's resolution. So this year I'm hoping to do 5. I just want to like take that to and
see what it
see,
goes.
See where it goes. What do we got for him today, Steve?
Well, if you're our age, getting your prostate checked, I have something about someone we all know is now playing a role that we never thought would happen.
A fellow actor.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Someone in the guild with us.
I have two things. One, there's only in the history of music, there has only been one instrumental song that has been banned. It's so crazy. That an instrumental song could be banned from the radio.
That is
but we're going to take a little deep dive into this song. And then we can kick off, the official kickoff of the show was, I went to my first dispensary.
Oh. I have not, because it's been legal in Maryland for like 6 months now?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even smoke marijuana.
Yeah, you just wanted to check out the scenery.
So my wife, last week we had talked about, we flew to Savannah. Mm-hmm. My wife is an absolute horrendous flyer. She hates bridges. She hates me driving. Her doctor prescribes her Xanax for when she flies. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't like to take it. But obviously, believe me, if you ever see her without it, it's fucking insane. Yeah. But she doesn't like to take it because it makes her groggy even afterwards.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going for a 2-day trip, that first day, like, you're still, like, she's kind of spaced out a little bit. Yeah. It kind of ruins it a little bit. Not exactly, but it kind of puts a damper on her, like, energy levels and all because she's fucking Xanaxed out of her fucking head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, so she wants to try to, like, find alternatives. And now that marijuana is legal, she's like, well, maybe we can go to a dispensary and they can prescribe something.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what to expect. She was like, do you want to go with me? I was like, yeah, sure. So in Bel Air, Maryland, there's a dispensary. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like an old bank.
They take over weird places.
So we go, and I had no idea what to expect. But we walk in, and it's literally a receptionist meets you at like a professional desk. And it's like, welcome, what brings you in? So they take your name, and then you go to a waiting room. And it's like a fucking doctor's office. Just a regular run-of-the-mill vanilla wall doctor's office with some fake plants.
I thought it was going to be like a pager shop.
Yes, 100%. That, like, you walk in and just a glass case all the way around. Yes. And just kind of fucking, there's random bongs and this.
That's
and that.
Exactly what I thought.
Yes, that's what I thought. But you walk, and you don't even get to see the shop. It's it's a waiting room. A person will come out and go, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. That person walks out, and then when they leave, you know, there might be three reps in there, and then, you know, they're basically just calling you as you come in. So finally we get called in, and we go in, and it does kind of look like that, where it's just case, oh, like a jewelry store almost with whatever, like kind of what you would imagine. But then there's stuff that are in like a refrigerator there because they have cookies, gummies, and they walk, and it's like, it's oddly professional.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Almost like, in my mind, I'm thinking weed.
You think of half-baked type stuff.
Yeah, but it's like a very, you know, they're not in suits and ties at all. But like, you know, what brings you in? What
does it smell like weed in it?
No, not at all.
Really?
And then my wife explains, hey, you know, I'm a nervous flyer. And they're like, oh, well, this is good for anxiety. It's and they get way into it. This has this percentage of this, which will make you a little more happier, a little more relaxed. This has this. So we kind of narrow it down. Like, all right, we're getting these gummies or whatever the hell it was. The first time you go, you get 30% off. The second time you get 20%. Third time you get 10%.
And then you're
customer. Regular, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, 30%. What else can we buy? I don't even smoke weed. I'm I'm looking for shit to buy. And then I'm like, maybe I want a joint. I don't even know why I wanted a joint. But my wife was the only one. Like, I couldn't, because my wife registered, I couldn't buy anything.
Oh, okay.
So when the lady went back in the back, I'm like, ask her for a joint. Like, being all weird about it.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just want something. Like, I literally just wanted, something. Okay. That's funny. Intern, we didn't need that laugh track right there, but I got a funny thing about laugh track.
All right.
So quick to wrap up this story. When the lady comes out to get my wife like this, she was like, "Do you have anything that's pre-rolled?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, what kind of high do you want?" And now I couldn't communicate with my wife. So it's like, I don't know, what kind of high do I want? And then the lady's like, "Oh, we have this and this and this."
And step on her foot when they say what you want.
I told her, I want the lowest possible dose of marijuana. And then she was like, "Oh, you just want this." Like, okay. And it was two joints. It was in a medical looking thing, like pop the top off, almost test tube in a way. And they were $15 for two pre-rolled joints that I will never smoke.
You just got a deal on it, so
to get it. I was like, I feel like I should. The only time I've been here, I should buy something.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what to do with these things. I want to say I'm going to smoke them, but I haven't smoked weed in 25 plus years.
Yeah. You just have it just in case one day.
And
one day.
That was it. Like, one day I might come home and say, "Motherfucker, I want to smoke a joint."
Yeah.
Speaking of that laugh track that the intern just inserted, a quick quiz for you and for our audience members.
All right.
Can play along. It got me thinking about laugh tracks.
Mm-hmm.
When was the first time that a laugh track was ever used?
Ooh. I'm just going to go 1955.
Audience members, let me hear you.
Well, that was a close one. I was going to guess Happy Days was the first one with it. So I was trying, but so I think that was like the 60s. So I was probably way off in my guess.
It all began in 1950.
Really?
With a little known program called The Hank McCoon Show.
Oh. Yeah, never watched that.
It debuted in 1949, and in 1950, a sound engineer made this laugh track.
That's pretty
cool. And inserted it into the program. A quote from Variety magazine: "Although the show is lensed on a film without a studio audience, there are chuckles and yucks dubbed in."
I love the word yucks.
"The practice may have unlimited possibilities." And that's that.
And then now the laugh track was born.
On every single sitcom. So there's a little piece of trivia for everybody. Yeah.
Now it's like if they insert a laugh track, you don't like the show. It makes you like the show a little bit less.
Yeah, because it... I think the peak of laugh tracks for me was the TGI Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that what... Yeah, TGIF. Like, yeah, you know, all those sitcoms. Yeah. And then I think now if I hear one, it sounds too fake.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe before I didn't really realize it, so maybe it's just an adult thing. I don't know. But there's a little pop culture quiz for everyone, a little trivia.
Since we're on pop culture, do you remember the show Clarissa Explains It All?
I love Melissa Joan Hart.
Yes.
She was one of my first childhood crushes.
Really?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
God,
yes.
I loved her in that.
Well, to make you feel old, she is starring in a new movie and she's playing a grandmother.
No! That's sad. And that hurts my feelings.
Yes. After, because I thought the same thing. Like, I loved Clarissa Explains It All. I remember her on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And then to think that now I'm at the age where a childhood actor is now playing a grandparent in a movie kind of hurt my soul a little bit.
It does. And I haven't seen her recently, like maybe in the past year or so. But the last time I did see her, she was still like young looking.
Yes. Like, so it's. I was like, she's got to be a young grandmom,
right?
I
mean, she's our age, right? I mean, she's
47.
Okay,
so
she's a little older.
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't think that's grandparent age.
Some of our friends are grandparents.
Yeah, I know. I do know that. So.
if you had kids when you were younger, and then they have kids when they're young, but yeah, that's
it was sad. One of those weird things. It's like, you know, like where they say, like, what was it when Back to the Future came out?
Right. We had talked about that recently.
Yeah,
about,
yeah. And then now it would be like 2003 or something, whatever it was, 2005. Like the fact that that is now a fucking thing, and then the actors that we like are just...
I remember, who was the actress that was married to Burt Reynolds or...
Lonnie Anderson.
Yes. So growing up, my dad always liked Lonnie Anderson.
Uh-huh.
And I thought... She's old as shit. Yeah. But then my dad was probably my age, thinking Lonnie Anderson. And she was like kind of like the Pam Anderson about. And if you ever see Pam Anderson now,
yeah, I know.
She looks not Playboy-like. Let's just say that.
Yes.
But in her defense, she's like, fuck all that. She got like her implants removed and she like doesn't wear that much makeup. And so like it is what it is. But all the people that we admired.
I know.
Growing
are now
up,
Lonnie
are now,
Anderson.
Are now the Lonnie Andersons of the next generation.
I know. And it is funny that people, we're not the only ones, because in the article I read that people are kind of up in arms that she's playing a grandmother, saying she's too young to be a grandmother, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But
blah.
If she's playing, it depends on the movie. I don't know anything about the movie. Yeah, but yeah, like.
It was just one of those weird things.
The math adds up. Realistically,
yes.
Unfortunately,
it is a possibility that she could be a grandmother at 47. It is what it is, unfortunately.
Speaking of 47, this doesn't have anything to do with 1947.
I was like, I know where we're going, but I don't know.
I'm a big music person. I ran across maybe the most interesting thing I've ever heard. And I'm ashamed that I'm just discovering this song now.
Uh-huh.
In the history of music, there's only been one instrumental song ever to be banned.
Two Live Crew.
Right. And have you ever heard of the artist called Link Wray?
Zero chance.
LINKWRAY.
Is he a country guy?
He was considered a rock.
Okay. Never heard of
him. In 1958. So he came out with this song. And I kind of want to set this up. Let's travel back in time to 1958. And these are the top songs in 1958. Kind of give you an idea of what's going on. I mean, this was a different era back then.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of
a drive-in.
Yes.
A drive-in movie.
Like the world wasn't black and white back then.
Yeah.
Just a dream. Oh, this is, you got your 1955 dad Chevy.
You're driving up to Makeout Hill.
You got Darcy in the backseat.
Sweetheart.
Mary Jo.
We're going to have to get rid of your friend. we're gonna neck, so you need to get out of this.
We're going to neck. All right, so... So you got an idea.
Makes me think of root beer floats.
Yeah. Soda pop and root beer floats. Yeah. Fucking right. Like this is the era.
Yeah.
So that was what everyone listened to back in the day. Like that was what's on the radio. Everyone was just jamming to that sort of stuff. And then along comes a gentleman by the name of Link Wray. And by today's standards, you might not be like, oh, this fucking kills.
This is... The green M&M not wearing high heels level. Okay, here he is. Let's welcome Link
Wray. So here comes this guy. He is the godfather of power chords. He is. So if you think about what was on the radio then.
Yeah.
And then you have this guy.
People are like all clean cut.
Right.
Yeah.
And he comes out with a fucking cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, it's not rolled up into his fucking sleeve.
And just rocks out with these fucking power chords. People were losing their ever fucking mind.
I can't believe he's doing this. And And this is just an instrumental.
It's instrumental song called Rumble. And he fucking melted everyone's face off.
It's not bad at all. No. I like it.
It still rocks today.
I know. Like, parts of it sound familiar. Like, I've heard it before.
Because it's a power chord. He's the godfather of power chords.
Never mind. Every artist uses this.
Yes. And this, you're hearing this. This was the guy who created power chords.
It's wild.
It is. I mean, to think now, this song would rock today.
Yeah.
But back then, I mean,
my fucking root beer float would be thrown right out that
fucking
window.
People were just going apeshit.
I know.
And I keep wanting to hear the him come in with the words. Yeah.
I keep being
and he's like, fuck you. Yeah. Rumble. And nothing. It's just, he just melts your face off for 6 minutes.
God.
And they couldn't take it.
It's like, take this, fucking crooners.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he just starts getting into it. And if you see this guy, I mean, obviously, you can't see him.
Kind of looks
bucket.
Like Elvis.
He has some sideburns. The hair is kind of combed up and back. All black, kind of chest hair hanging out. And he just knows that he's coming from another fucking planet.
Dude, if you don't believe in time travel, this may change your mind. Because how he's even walking around with the guitar, it...
Yeah, I mean, he's walking... He's 100% sex appeal.
Yeah.
And they didn't have... That wasn't music back then.
Yeah. Make sure you're not listening to us on YouTube. We're
going to get a copyright strike. So
that's fucking awesome.
I want to download this song on Apple because it still rocks today. I can't imagine being in 1958, 1959. And hearing this.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? I'm going to take my guitar and do this with it. And
right.
I'm like, this sounds kind of good. I'm just going to try this with it. And you're like, huh, how about that?
An interesting something else you said, time travel. If you could go back to one time, one event in history, any time, back from the dinosaurs all the way up to last week, and where would you go?
It doesn't involve money.
Whatever your reason is, wherever you want to go, what time or what era or what event would you want to go to?
I don't really know.
You wouldn't want to be an observer on see dinosaurs roam the earth or see how the pyramids were built.
Yeah, you know what? I would kind of want to take one of those things that the pyramids and try to figure out how they were built and then be like, this is what it is.
Right.
There were aliens.
Or what about going back? Because, they say that they had batteries and electricity back in the pyramid times, to see if that was actually true or if ancient aliens did help build the fucking pyramids.
I know. I always thought about if you land and you got out of your phone booth, and it was
excellent.
And dinosaurs were there and they'd fucking eat you right away. I'd always be like, oh, fuck, what if you landed like that? But I think that or. Yeah. No, I think maybe I always thought maybe the 30s, to go back to the 30s.
Okay.
And just
what was in the 30s?
I don't know.
Wasn't that the Great Depression?
Maybe not the 30s.
That's probably not the best time.
You know
to
what?
Go.
I don't know. You threw me for a loop. If I could go back in time, I'd go back to watch Avengers Endgame again for the first time.
You would waste the fucking time travel on
I'd go
watching
back to
the
2016.
Avengers. Wish I could watch Breaking Bad for the first time.
But I would already have watched Breaking Bad. Or watched Avengers Endgame, so it would be pointless. Yeah.
My first choice would be dinosaurs. I would want to kind of go in or the first men, man.
You know what I always want? You know how the I saw it the other day where it said like the national, like the seven wonders of the world, what they would have looked like back then.
Oh, right, right.
I would like to see what they actually look like, where there was like, there's like a statue like of a dude standing over top of like two parts of a bridge, and it's like fucking huge as shit, but now it's like gone and it's just like a toe.
Go back to Pangaea time.
Yeah.
If I could choose two things to go to, I would go back and go to Woodstock. The original Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. That's
I think good. That was like such a defining moment in recent history.
Yeah.
To be able to, and like that moment to just go and eat the grass sandwiches and whatever else they were like kicking out, you know what I mean? To go, go see like Jimi Hendrix was like not a super famous person at that point, just to go him rock out the national anthem on the last day on tripping on acid, you know?
Yeah.
How the what was it? He cut his forehead and put a strip of acid and then put his headband on.
Is that true?
I mean, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
If I time traveled, I'd hang out with Jimi Hendrix backstage.
If you time traveled, write in and tell us whether or not Jimi Hendrix did do that.
Well, that was a pretty fun little bebopity episode.
You know what? Most podcasts give you bullshit end of year episodes. We just come at you with new content.
We just want to keep it fresh.
We may have a best of next week. Who knows?
one day we're going to have a best of. I tell you what, I will open this up to any of our listeners.
Yes.
We're going to have a best of, not sure exactly when, but coming up within the next probably couple weeks. If any of our listeners want to either call in at 865-843-5577.
865-THE-JJSS.
865-THE-JJSS, which obviously is the Jim, Joe, Steve show from back when we still had the same phone number. So you can do two different ways. If you have a best segment from the last year, it can be from any segment, any episode. If there is one that stands out, you can call 865-THE-JJSS and just set it up for us. Hey, it was episode titled this, this, and this. I love this bit. Or you can message us at Inappropriate with Jim and Steve on Facebook or Instagram. And just say, hey, this episode or this bit was good. And we will include your name, your Instagram handle, if you want, in with our best of episode.
Yep.
But if you want your voice on there, call in and we will use that recording and you can be on Inappropriate with Jim and Steve.
You can be a celebrity with the two podcast actors.
All right, guys, have a good New Year's and hope you join us
next
year.
I fucking did it again.
Join us for all of 2024, because who knows where the hell this podcast is going to take
balls
all
are being
us.
Clipped.
I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
See you later.
See you.